You're listening to Cocktail Corner on 95BFM. Thanks to Ableforth's Bathtub Gin and the Cork Gin and Whiskey Bar.
And you're back in the room.
Hi, how are you?
Me?
It's glad to have you with us here on 95BFM. And of course, joining us for Cocktail Corner, as I mentioned, a legacy feature here on BFM. It must be 20 years old.
Sorry for that massive drawing breath that I just pulled, but I just seen a couple of square cubes of ice. I do like them when they're nice and bold and big and square like that.
We've got...
So it's a great start.
With that sexual preference, or...?
I think so. Yeah, I'm projecting hard out. Just go with it.
Ben repping the Cork Gin and Whiskey Bar on McKelvey Street. So Mabel Force. Bathtub Gin. What's going on? What do we just run everyone through in case anyone's just tuned in? What is on the cards tonight?
Okay, so what we're doing tonight, we've got some chili bitters mixed up with some brown sugar.
What the hell are chili bitters?
So, like Angostura bitters,
the answer's in the
but
name.
Chili.
I need to write this down,
spicy.
Don't I?
Spicy.
This is my thing. Okay, so you. Is this something that I could do at home?
Sniff that.
Oh shit.
Yeah, but it takes a long time.
Many a evening has started with that sentence.
Okay, this is Hellfire Habanero Shrub Bitumens Shrub Bitters.
Explain your nose. Explain what your nose is doing.
Oh, it
John.
Does smell nice though.
Okay. Gimme.
I think I'm getting a little bit of Vicks Vapor Rub.
Ooh, I gave you the wrong one. No. That's the roofies.
Is it clearing the nose and soothing the throat or? Oh yeah, it's got a nice little batang to it, doesn't it?
So bitumens. I noticed, so everything's kind of bitumens, right? Hellfire.
Oh, there's loads of brands. This is just the one I had at the moment. I wanted to make something spicy.
John's taking notes.
Okay, you've got your big mixer.
This may take a while,
Big mixing glass.
You've got your big mixer. What's in the big mixer at present?
So that is just the bitters and sugar muddled up.
How much sugar and how many dashes of bitumens?
Teaspoon. Of sugar per drink, so there's 2 teaspoons in this.
Lovely sort of decanter that you've got there, crystal base, exactly. Been carved into it. It's cool. It kind of looks like leaves in the wind.
Okay, yep. I'm not getting the leaves in the wind kind of vibe, but it looks... I see what you mean.
Cool, thanks.
Oh, that's a pretty good analogy.
Yeah, okay. Maybe we see the same things in clouds as well.
You should start writing these down.
Mm-hmm. Maybe you should be a poet.
This will be podcasted. You can listen
so
to
we got
podcast.
We got a teaspoon of sugar, essentially, if I was making one. And how many dashes of bitumens? 2 heavy dashes? 3 heavy dashes?
To be honest, I kind of just winged it.
Okay.
Just the way it looked.
To taste?
Yeah, pretty much. Depends how spicy you like it, I suppose.
Okay.
A lot of people talk the talk when it comes to spicy, but sometimes they don't back it up.
You're opening a fresh...
My dad's from India, so...
Oh, nice.
Yeah, fresh bottle of Ableforth.
Yeah, so a nice fresh bottle of Ableforth, and we're going to do 2 shots of that. Or you'll be 1 shot if you're making one.
So, like, what's that, 30 mil?
Yeah, 30 mil.
30 mil. Yep.
Dollop. Dollop and dollop.
And then we're going to grab some... apricot brandy.
Sorry, what?
Apricot brandy.
Like apricot?
Yeah.
Potato, John. Sit down, mate.
Me for saying apricot, not apricot.
He's got a Scottish,
I knew exactly what you
he's
mean.
He's got a Scottish accent.
Tomato, tomato, eh?
I just was sitting here with my shut mouth and I heard John say that.
I thought it might be a strange brand that I was unfamiliar with.
I guess it is.
Do you want to do the cocktail instead of me?
Perspective is a brand, isn't it?
Sweet. So... I didn't think out the ice decanter very well this time.
Oh, okay, so we're chilling. Chill the glass.
Mm-hmm. What sort of glass is this, by the way?
They're just a small rocks glass.
Small rocks glass.
I quite like that sound, you know, like water and metal, and it makes that weird twangy noise.
It's a beautiful thing.
Okay, so you've added ice.
Yeah, so we're going to stir that down.
Add as much ice as up to the amount of the liquid.
Yeah, pretty much.
You've added ice and you're stirring it down in the mixing glass.
Stirring it in sort of a Hadron Collider style fashion, trying to get it as fast as possible. See what you get out the other end.
Don't want it open up a black hole making a cocktail.
What are they up to? Where are they getting with that? Is it a bit too, like, is it the wrong temperature to do
like
it now?
Shooting gold particles at one another.
Yeah, they were trying to do that. But then that whole thing about opening a black hole turns out that supposedly it's a load of...
Well, maybe we could put all our rubbish in there, though. Fix the planet.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, no, it's going over ice. It's going over ice, everyone. And it's kind of a thick broth at this point.
We've got the smoking
thing. It's not your usual runny liquid that you'd expect from liquid.
Decant them into your glass with your big ice.
Oh, shit. Okay, the cover's gone on it. There's some kind of utensil that I did not notice. There's some kind of firing device. John's going to get capture this on
firing
film.
Device.
No, you've got a little a nice at a distance style barbecue lighter. And is that a Bunsen burner? What the f? Wait, what's going on here? I didn't know any of this.
It's a smoking gun.
This is accelerated the scenario quite a bit. Okay.
Don't worry, we're not going to smoke the place out.
I mean...
Unless you want to.
We already had marijuana media.
Look at that thing!
That is dope. Okay, whoa. So now I can't see the glass at all, and the cover's coming off. Look at that. And what has that done? Basically just laced the whole thing. Now I can sell that glass for half the price.
Double the price.
Oh, a bit of thyme? Bit of thyme in there?
No, it's a bit of rosemary.
Okay, great. Oh, gee whiz. Oh, it smells nice. What was in the smoke?
That's just the hickory smoke.
Hickory. Cool. And just explain what happened there. We had like a big glass scenario over... Oh, it's happening again. That's good. How's it getting in there? Let me just have a peek.
Well, so it comes through this funnel, this tube.
The funnel's going into the side of the glass.
Yeah.
John will chuck a little video on our internet scenarios. It's a grunty smell. We have disabled the smoke alarms.
Yeah.
Well, I thought about that, but it's not that much smoke. We should be right.
No, we have. I've done it.
Oh, did you?
This is spooky.
This is the first time we've had pyrotechnics.
Beautiful, thick broth of smoke surrounds the glass, and then he removes the massive cylinder, and that exposes the glass in a real, like, this is Dilla style fashion. Okay. And it's really nice.
I'm keen to get into this one. Cheers, mate.
Just hopefully don't set my head on fire.
Can somebody call up right now and sing some Michael Jackson? 309-3879, please. John was super keen to toast on this, by the way. He's excited.
Yeah, fancy
I know
one.
When he's excited because he likes to toast.
Oh, let me tell you.
Have you got your smoking
the
jacket?
The lavender. It's lavender, right?
No, it's rosemary.
The rosemary gives us a delicious fragrance.
Oh, the drink's got a lovely kick. Yes.
I think you've gone for a 10 out of 10 tonight with this one.
You've outdone yourself.
Yes. Oh, but that means we've got to do better next week, doesn't it?
No, not really.
Maybe I'll just do a neat gin next week.
I have
a
terrible memory, to be honest.
Do you know what? I wouldn't pick this as a gin-based cocktail.
No, it doesn't look like it. It doesn't really taste like it either, does it?
Not at all. Not one bit.
Been saying that, though. The bathtub gin isn't... It's not got that horrible gin taste that I dislike. Like, it's very fragrant, so like I like it better than like a London Dry. Like
the chili. The chili is a good fun scenario in here.
We got a bottle of Ableforth's bathtub gin over there being stroked, very very smoothly. Whoa! So are you doing these? Are you making these ones up at the Cork Gin and Whiskey Bar there on McElvey Street?
Yeah, I mean we can make them, but if you come in or order six, you're going to be waiting probably about 15 minutes.
Okay. You've
got to smoke them all individually, but yeah, we can do them.
Okay. Well, that is a neat trick, by the way.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
The BFM studio smells great as well right now.
What else is that supposed to be for? Is this particularly for making that smoke for cocktails?
That one's just for drinks, but the actual gun itself is, you can use it for anything.
Right.
Okay.
Skadoosh.
And how did you get your hands on that massive piece of like science hardware, like the lid for the smoker? Does that just come with the smoker?
Nah, it doesn't.
I presume there's bartender websites for this.
I think I just got it off someone.
Okay. Mine, the same one being passed around Auckland.
They probably did this to him, and next week you'll have one, John. That's how it works.
Hey, Big Hungry, has that spice just caught up with you?
Yes.
That bitters has just caught up with
me. It's got kick, that's what I was saying.
Holy.
It's lingering, eh?
Moly.
The kick is real in this.
No, we actually tried to make our own smoking chamber. We bought like a liter bottle of Jack Daniels and got through it, and then tried to like cut the bottom off to make a chamber, and we absolutely destroyed it.
Oh, that's a bummer. Yeah. I've done that a few times with spots, sort of things.
All right, Ben. Hey, what's on the cards? What's on the cards? Before we wrap up the segment, what's on the cards at the Cork this weekend and/or into the future? If anyone's keen to,
is that the street name for the bar? By the way, is that kind of what people call it? See, the Cork.
I don't know.
Probably.
But I just call
it
Cork.
I think John might have nailed it.
Okay.
But you call it Cork?
Well, yeah, but I think some people call it the Cork. I don't know.
Oh, I'm just going by the name I've seen on the internet.
Somebody just cruised past the door with a real dank face. Like, yeah, there's some dank smells flying around now after that burn off that we just had. It is the solstice.
Thank all the pagan gods, the sun, the moon, the earth, the stars, Jeez. Mother Nature.
See, I totally meant to do that.
You did. That was spot on. This is spot on.
Oh, we've just cracked the code. We've got a pagan drink.
Got a bit of fucking rosemary in it. Right on.
All right, yeah, so sorry, what was on the cards this
we got some really cool new additions. We got the Jameson's Caskmates IPA cask in.
Mm-hmm.
We got a new you put me on the spot now and I've forgotten. It's easier when I'm standing in the bar and I know where everything is. I'm like, hey
look, everyone out there is a great weekend ahead at Cork on McKelvey Street.
Oh, you're definitely better at this radio thing than me.
Just head along, get involved. This drink is, I've never seen anything like it, so I would
what
suggest
do I say if I go to the Cork gin and whiskey bar? What do I say? What do I say if I want this drink?
Oh, so I think we're going to call it the Scotch Bonnet.
Nice. Okay.
Even though nothing in it is Scottish.
I highly recommend it. It's a buzz. What a construction. It's a great drink. The chili is ruling, by the way. I'm loving
it. It's pretty good, eh?
Go for the 10 out of the 10. All right, head along tonight, being the longest night of the year, and get yourself one of these little goodies. See you at Cork.
Bye. That was Cocktail Corner on 95 BFM. Thanks to Ableforth's Bathtub Gin and the Cork Gin and Whiskey Bar.